right translation.
原来希腊文的意思是什么呢？
Because the Greek means
压制真理，
suppress the truth，
遮掩、压、遮盖、压制，不肯让真理自由发言，那种抵制的行动。
Those who cower and suppress do not want the truth to speak for itself.
所以呢，压制真理的人。
So those who suppress the truth，
那么压制真理叫做什么呢？
Suppress the truth, what do you mean？
叫做行不义。
Then you are doing wickedness。
你行什么不义呢？
What unrighteous thing you do？
你就是压制真理。
You are suppressing the truth。
当一个人把真理压下去的时候，这个是一切不义的基础。
When a person suppresses truth and that's a foundation and source of all evils，
你说我的不义的行为还没有行出来。
You say I haven't even performed my evil act yet。
神不说你行出什么不行不义的行为。
God did not say that you do anything which is unrighteous。
因为神看你内心已经压制了真理，你就是行不义。
Because God sees that in your heart you already suppress truth and you already are unrighteous。
上帝的怒气显灵在不行不义的人。
So God's wrath is revealed upon those who ungodly and unrighteous，
就是那些行不义阻挡真理。
And those who are wicked and suppress the truth，
或者是行不义压制真理的人。
And that's by their wickedness that suppress the truth。
那我要问你一个问题了。
I want to ask a question。
是哪一个真理被这些人压制下去
？What kind of truth have been suppressed？
这个压制是从哪一个手段压
？And what kind of means they use to suppress？
是不是某一些人讲一些道他不喜欢就欺负这些人叫做压制真理
？Or people will preach some truth that dislike people that suppresses people。
所以单单讲十九节，你不明白到底里面内容是什么。
So if you were to only expound on verse 19, you don't know what's the content of it.
这里提到一种人。
Here he mentions a kind of person.
这种人在外邦人中间。
To the Gentiles.
这边的这种人也在犹太人中间。
This kind of people also in the Gentiles and the Jews.
一切行这样的都是这种人。
So all those who practices belong to this category.
行怎样的事呢？
What kind of thing they practice?
压制真理的。
Then he suppress the truth.
压制什么真理呢？
Suppressing what truth?
这就是十九二十节所讲的普遍启示神的声音。
And that is the voice of God coming from the general revelation in verse 19 and 20.
所以这一段圣经讲显明显明显明一共三次。
So this verse talk about review, review, review three times.
上帝的怒气显明在这些人身上。
God's wrath is revealed upon these people.
因为他们行不义。
Because they walk in the way of wickedness.
他们行什么不义呢？
What kind of wickedness they do?
他们压制真理。
They suppress the truth.
他们压制什么真理？
What kind of truth they suppress?
我们现在念第十九节。
Now we read verses 19.
一同来念。
Together.
罗马书第一章第十九节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 19.
十九节是怎样讲的呢？
What did you say in verse 19?
上帝的事情，人所能知道，原，注意这个字，什么？原显明在人心，因为上帝已经给他们显明，显明，显明，显明。
You said God reveal and show to them.
这一段的圣经给我一生很大的启发。
I have a great inspiration from this verse.
因为我从这段圣经看见神的存在是显明，不是证明。
Here I can see that the system of God is revealed, manifested, not proven.
你相信上帝吗？
Do you believe in God?
证明给我看。
Prove to me.
这句话已经错了。
And that's wrong.
因为上帝的存在，全本圣经没有讲过人可以证明出来。
Because the existence of God, the whole Bible never said that God it can be proven.
这不是真理。
This is not the truth.
人可以证明上帝，如果是这样的话，就表示上帝比证据更小了。
That man can prove God because it's such a soul. Man is God is smaller than man's evidence.
人的权柄同智能大到一个地步，把上帝当作他证明的过程之中的一个题目而已。
That man's power is so great that God's existence can only be one item in his process of proving.
所以保罗用词是一点也不能随便。
So Paul is very careful in his choice of words.
保罗没有说人证明上帝。
Paul never said that man proved God.
保罗说神显明给人。
But rather God revealed himself to people.
你看到了吗？
Do you see?
这个就是归正神学。
That's Reformed theology.
Reformed theology never used the methodology of the evidence apologetics.
归正神学从来没有这种证据派的这个呼叫学。
Evidential methodology.
The 证据派的这个方法论
is by nature anthropocentric,
乃是这个自然的变成人本中心。
Anthropocentric is not according to the principle of revelation.
人本中心呢, 不是按照神的启示来的,
the true God is God who is able to reveal himself to man.
真神乃是能够把他自己向人显明的,
he manifests himself to man.
他把自己向人显明,
he is the author.
他是创造者,
he is the initiator.
他是这个,
he is the one 主动的, he is one initiatively reveal himself to man.
他乃是主动的把他自己向我们显明。
请问你的孩子认识你是他的父亲, 是他后来读了化学, 把你的血拿去查, 才证明你是他父亲。
If your children were to know you as a father today, do we believe that later on because they check about your blood and chemically they prove that you are his father?
你能从一个人的血里面证明他是谁的父亲吗?
Can you use the blood to prove someone is your father?
你如果能的话, 你是有很高的科技了。
If you can, we see that using a very high tech.
那么那些没有科技的人不能证明谁是他的父亲, 就把什么人都叫成爸爸什么吗?
Then those who are without high tech, they will call anybody as father.
你如果知道谁是你的父亲,
if you know who is the father,
不是因为你证明出来,
it is not because you prove it,
还是因为你的母亲告诉你,
but it is because your mother tells you so,
你的父亲告诉你,
that your father tells you so,
I am your father,
我是你的爸爸,
你就 yes, yes.
你说是的,
从小就 father, father.
And then, since you're young, you're her father.
你是科学时代里面最不科学的人。
So you are in a scientific age, but yet you're very unscientific.
你说那我爸爸说他是爸爸, 那我不叫他爸爸, 叫他什么呢?
So if my father tells me that he's a father, if I don't call father, whom, what should I call?
当然你叫他爸爸。
Of course you're calling father.
问题是他说他的爸爸,他是爸爸,他就是爸爸妈。
But if he were to say that he is your father, is it true that he must be your father?
好在只有一个人对我说他是爸爸。
Fortunately, there's only one person to tell me that he's my father.
如果三个, 那怎么办?
If there are three, then what am I going to do?
我每一个都叫爸爸, 每一个人就给我一个爸。
Oh, if I were to call everybody as a papa, then I'll be slapped by him.
因为好在只有一个人告诉我他是爸爸。
Fortunately, there's only one who says that I'm your father.
所以你从来不可能证明他, 你才叫他爸爸。
So there's no way for you to prove that he's a father because you call him
father. 不能证明他的时候, 你叫他爸爸。
And before you can prove, you say that he is your father.
是因为他鲜明给你,
because he revealed himself.
主动地告诉你,
he take initiative to tell you.
他拿起责任, 他要养你,
he take up the responsibility, he want to raise you up.
他要教你,
he want to teach you.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为那个最基本的事实是, 他生了你,
because the most fundamental thing is that he gave birth to you.
告诉你,
and that's why he tell you.
把你建立起来,
so he want to establish you,
供应你的需要,
and to provide for your
出钱给你读书,
and to spend money for you,
养育你成人,
to bring you up,
督促你的道德,
and also to check your morality,
教育你的人格,
and to educate your
personality, 关心你的健康,
and to concern your health,
计划你的前途,
to plan your future.
这个父亲的启明,
and the review,
他的显明,
is the manifestation,
就是神启示, 是出于神的主动,
because God revealed, he takes his own initiative.
这样的神不是把人创造就任人生死自己处理的,
this kind of God will not create us and let us live our own life.
神创造人以后,
after God has created mankind,
就把一个启示放在人的里面,
he put in us a revelation,
是装在里面的,
it's contained inside,
是植在里面的,
it's planted inside,
是像一个树木, 有根的种在你里面,
it's like a plant with a root, it's being rooted inside.
神显明在每个人心中,
God revealed in the heart,
一个真理,
a truth,
这个就是普遍的真理,
and that's called general truth.
这个普遍的真理就构成了普遍信仰的根基,
and that general truth becomes the foundation of general faith.
我们生而来,
we are born by birth,
我们就有一部分认知的基本真理,
and there is a fundamental truth about knowing God in us.
神种在里面,
that God is implanted.
这是人与动物不同的地方,
and that's the difference of man and animals.
人之所以是人,
man as man,
因为神已经把这个真理的种子放在你里面,
because God has put the seed of truth in you.
是不必人教的,
nobody has to teach you.
不必教师,
no teacher is needed.
不必学位,
and no degree is needed.
不必别人的影响,
no need others influence.
你内心的深处早就知道,
that deep in your heart you know that that is God.
这就是宗教产生的可能,
and that's a possibility of religion.
神的存在,
the existence of God,
不是证明的结果,
it's not a result of proof.
神的存在,
the existence of God,
不是相信的结果,
it's not a result of faith.
当一个人说信则有不信则无,
when a person if believe that is, if you don't believe that's not,
这一句话已经是侮辱上帝,
and this is insulting to God,
因为他把上帝当作可有可无的一件事,
because he to deem that God can exist and also can not exist.
这个在哲学的名字叫做偶存性。
And this type of belief in philosophy is called accidentalism.
Contingency. 就是叫做可存可不存性。
And contingency, you can believe that they exist or not.
可存可不存性就不是神性。
So the nature that you can exist and you cannot exist.
换言之说，你信其有，其就有；信其无，它就无的。
So when they say you believe it'll be, you don't believe you'll not be.
你正在玩弄自己。
You are actually cheating your own self.
你不是在玩弄词句。
You are not playing with words.
你更是在玩弄神。
You are actually playing with God.
为什么呢？
Why?
唐崇庸今天在。
Stephen Tong is here today.
谁知道下个礼拜坐飞机死了？
Who knows that maybe next year he'll be crashing a plane?
世界上没有唐崇庸， 世界上还可以维持下去。
So the world without Stephen Tong can still live.
唐崇庸60年前生出来的。
And 60 years ago, Stephen Tong was given birth too.
还没有生出来，这个世界也不错。
And before he was born, this world is not too bad.
他来认识一些人。
So when he came, he knows some people.
他来对一些人讲道。
And he preached to someone.
他去了，上帝再用别人来讲道。
So when he leave people, God will use others to preach.
我的存在，
My existence.
对整个世界的历史来说，
To the history of the world.
是曾经真正有过存在的年轮的。
And also is the existence of two aged and also the ending of that person.
所以我有始有终。
So there's a beginning and end of me.
这就是我的肉身在地上构成我这个人存在的年日而讲。
Talking about me in a physical existence in this world, my age, my time.
但是呢，
But then,
我的灵魂跟我的身体是不一样。
My soul is different from my body.
那么你说的从世界而论，
You say from the world point of view,
宇宙的存在而论，
From the existence of universe,
唐崇庸曾经存在。
Stephen Tong existed before.
他来世界以前他是不存在的。
But before he comes to the world, he does not exist.
他死以后他不存在在世界。
And after he died, he does not exist in the
world
anymore.
他存在在另外一个世界。
He exists in another world.
所以他在世界上存在那一段时间， 是他真的存在。
So the period when existed in the world, that the true existence of his,
他的存在，
that his existence,
世界的存在，
but the existence of the world,
里面有过他的存在，
there was his existence,
不影响这个世界的存在。
He will not influence the existence of this world.
没有存在的时候，
when he doesn't exist,
也不影响这世界的存在。
He will not affect the existence of the universe.
他的存在是可存可不存。
So the existence of Stephen Tong, he can exist or he cannot exist.
你明白我的意思吗？
So you understand?
但是神不是那位可存可不存。
But God is not so.
如果神是可存可不存的，
If God is possible that it exists and not existing,
你就把神的永恒降低到变成暂时性。
Then you reduce the eternity of God to temporality.
可存可不存这个叫做偶存性。
Existence and not existing is called contingency.
偶存性就不是神性。
The contingent existence is not a true existence.
神就绝对不是偶存的。
God is absolutely not a contingent existence. Then what is God?
神是至存永存的。
God is self-existent, eternally existing.
那才是神。
And that's God.
所以当你看见世态炎凉，
When you see that people get cold,
看见事物变幻，
And things changes,
看见许多的东西偶存偶不存的时候，
And things are contingent,
使整个宇宙继续永远存在的真正的动因， 就是神的永存性作为这些世界偶存性的真正基础。
But it is the existence of God that causes the contingent existence of this world.
今天这一段是比较深的东西。
And this is more deep tonight.
但我一定要交代清楚。
But I must tell it clearly.
因为我知道圣经这一段没有再重复了。
Because I know this verse never repeated again.
我今天这样讲， 以后我没有机会对你们讲有关于这件事比这今天讲的更详细。
So I will not be able to preach even more clearer to you later on in other passages.
原来，so 上帝的事情，
God,
人所能知道的，
that what men should know,
已经放在里面，
is put in us.
哎呀，这句话太大了，
it's so big a statement.
所以我严肃告诉你， 世界上没有真正诚实无神论者。
So in the world, there's no true atheist.
如果有人说， 我不信神，
if I say, I do not believe in God,
那是表示说神存在， 但是我不要信他，
which means God exists, but I don't want to believe in him.
那句话才是诚实。
And that's honest thing.
如果他说， 我不信谁，他不存在。
If he would say, I do not believe, and that's why he doesn't exist.
那么你的偶存里面产生的信， 会决定自存永存的， 在你的偶存性的信心的存不存， 变成他不存吗？
So your contingent belief then can produce his eternal existence, so the contingent belief will now cause him to be contingent existence.
The contingent belief from your contingent existence, can it influence God's existence eternal? Eternal existence is impossible.
不可能，
这是不可能的。
That's not possible.
所以当一个人说我不信神的时候
，When a person says I do not believe in God，
他就是神啊，我不信你。
Which he say God， I do not believe in you。
你懂吗
？Do you know？
神的存在
，The existence of God，
不是人相信不相信的结果。
It is not a result whether you believe or disbelieve。
神的存在
，The existence of God，
是人信不信的原因。
It is the cause of you believe or disbelieve。
这句话你任何一本书都看不到。
You cannot see this statement in any other book。
我再讲一次
，One more，
神的存在
，The existence of God，
不是人信神或不信神的结果
，It's not the result whether people believe or disbelieve in God。
神的存在不存在
，But the existence or not existence of God，
不根据人的信与不信
，Do not base on whether you believe or do not believe。
神的存在
，The existence of God，
不因为人信而存在
，Will not come into existence because you believe。
神的存在
，The existence of God，
也不因为人的不信变成不存在。
Will not become non-existent because you do not believe.
因为神的存在
because the existence of God
是人信与不信的原因，而不是结果。
It is the reason of man's belief or disbelief and not the result.
请你注意
pay attention.
我不是说
I'm not saying
神的存在或者不存在不是人信或者不信的结果。
I'm not saying that God's existence or non-existent is the result of man's believing or not believing.
如果那我那样讲的时候
，If I would say that，
我先肯定神有存在的可能，有不存在的可能。
I will first confirm that there's a possibility for God to exist or not existing.
那就等于我把神又掉在这一个偶存性的范围里面。
Which means I will now put God into realm of contingent existence.
所以我再讲一次
，So one more time，
神的存在
，The existence of God，
不是人信他存在或者信他不存在的结果。
It is not a result of man believing him to exist or not existing.
相反的
，But in the reverse，
神的存在
，The existence of God，
是人信他存在或者不信他存在的原因。
It is the reason that man can believe or disbelieve that he exists.
因为神是存在
，Because God exists，
所以你才会信神。
And then that's why you can.
因为神是存在的
，because God exists，
你才会不信神。
And then also you can say that I disbelieve it.
你是第一句我明白了。
I understand the first you say.
神的存在，我才会信神。
Because God exists, then I can believe Him.
神的存在，我才能不信神。
And God exists, and that's why I can disbelieve Him.
这个第二句我就不明白了。
I do not understand the second statement.
这句话什么意思
？What do you mean?
因为神的存在妨碍你，所以你气得要命，你就不信他了。
And because the existence of God hinder you and get angry,
就因为你
I don't believe Him.
就因为你知道他存在，你故意不信他。这个因为他的存在，你才不信他。
And it is because He believes that purposely you don't want to believe in Him.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为神的存在已经在心里面显明了
，because God's existence is now manifested in your heart。
而且这是你明白真理以前的最基本的、最基础的真理。
And that is the most fundamental truth before you understand any other truth。
为什么这样
？Why？
人之所以是人
，the man is man，
因为人是活在神所造的世界里来看神所造的一切的伟大。
Because man is living in the world created by God and to see, to perceive the greatness of a world that God's created。
人所面对的跟人物质同享受
，and also man's enjoyment in this physical world，
都是神为人预备的。
It is what God has prepared for mankind.
所以神造了万有之后，最后才造人。
So it is because God has created everything and then lastly created man.
这个次序的原因为什么呢
？Why is the reason for the order?
因为人没有出现以前，先预备一切，然后让人来享受。
Because before man come into being, God has prepared everything so that man is created, he can enjoy all this.
被造的次序是最后的。
So in the created order, he is the last to be created.
但结果人是变成比万物更首先的，因为他要管理万物。
But then man become the prime because he will judge everything and rule everything.
那么既然人被造在为人预备的可以享受的万有的中间
，So man has created in the midst of all the created thing that he can enjoy.
这位给人享受的管理万有的神。也是要责备，要审判，要用公义对付不顺从的人的神。
And this God who has provided for us so they can enjoy also is the God who will judge us if we don't obey to Him.
当一个人知道自己的责任的时候，他对这位赐下一切恩典的神就产生敬畏，这就是信心。
When a man knows his responsibility, now he produces fear in him, and that's called faith.
当一个人对神一切的恩典就享受，不要负责任的，就产生他的不信。
When a person wants to enjoy all the things God has created, how His grace, but there is disbelief.
说不信神的人，他真正要讲的话是：神啊，我不信你。
And the two things about one who wants to say he doesn't believe in God, you say, God, I don't believe in you.
我有个朋友是富勒神学那个大的教授。
I have a friend who is a professor in Fuller Theology.
好几次在世界国际的会里与我一同做讲员。
And many times in an international conference, he and I was a co-speakers.
这个人有七个博士学位。
He has 7 doctorates.
这个人名字叫 Dr. Edwin Orr.
Edwin Orr.
他已经离开世界了。
He has passed away.
他对我讲一句话。
He said this to me.
他是atheists。
Atheists
are those who believe in God in reverse.
无神论者乃是反面的相信神的存在，他信神，但是他是反面的信。 So he believes in God, but in the reverse way.
他深深知道神存在。
He truly knows that God exists.
偏偏盼望他不存在。
But he doesn't want him to exist.
无神论者一生挣扎，是自己使自己受了很多折磨和痛苦。
So the atheist in their whole life they struggle and for all their own difficulties.
当他生命最发达、最高峰的时候
，So at the climax of your life，
他就以为自己就是神了。
They thought that they themselves.
如果我是神，那你就不是了。
If I'm God, you're not God.
但是神就让他的限制中间萎缩下去了，他就要承认神是神，他不过是个要死的人。
But then in reality, he shrink and know that he is going to die.
年轻的人说：“不要上帝。”
Young men will say, "We do not want God."
到年老的。 不要上帝都没有力了。
When they are old, they are so weak to say that we do not want God.
不是不要上帝。
Not that they do not want God.
上帝不要我了。
God doesn't want me.
你在变化中，你知道吗？
So you are in the state of changing.
你不要因为你的聪明骄傲。
You're not because you are intelligent and proud.
比你聪明的人很多是信上帝。
There are people who are more intelligent than you, but they believe in God.
你不要因为你的钱骄傲。
You're not feel that you're rich and proud.
有一天数哈道就知道他用多少钱。 到处作乱，使人相信他的统治是太平的，别人的统治是动乱的，一定不会成功的。
And Suharto has spent many much money to make trouble in many places so that people believe that his reign is a peaceful one, but he won't be successful.
当一个人自己宣称我是神的时候，
The person proclaimed that he's God.
神说，我的怒气在不虔不义的人身上。
And God said that my wrath is revealed upon those who are ungodly and unrighteous.
你要做神，让你做。
You want to be God? Let you be God.
你要做几年?
How many years?
30.
30.
40.
40.
好，做完了。After
that,
你这个神就死人了，对不对？
And then you die.
啊，所以你是会死的神。
So you are dying God.
好，那些自以为是神的人呢？
So those who think that they are God
都是神经病的神。
Those are God who are mentally wrong.
希特拉像神啊。
Hitler is like God.
毛泽东像神。
Mao Zedong is like God.
所以就活在世界上的时候。
When they leave,
上策之风云,
and also they have control in everything,
下管制万心,
and they can control everything.
真的像神一样,
it's like God.
战无不胜的毛泽东思想万岁，他活不到100岁。
He said Mao Zedong can live forever and ever, but yet he never live for 100 years.
毛泽东宣言要超过圣经的受教量。
He said Mao Zedong's book can supersede the publication of the Bible.
等了死了2年，中国共产党禁止再印他的书。
2 years after he died, Communist China prohibited the publishing of his book.
为什么?
Why?
我们问徐牧师。
We asked Reverend Goh.
因为他不需要版权费了，是吗？
Because he doesn't.
为什么禁止印他的书呢？
Paid them.
不是永生之道啊。
Because that's not eternal word.
发现很多毛病出来了。
And there are many problems with his book.
他不是神啊。
He's not God.
你懂吗？
Do you know?
现在你到北京去。
When you go to Beijing,
看毛泽东的身体,
you see the body of the corpse of Mao Zedong.
从前一个礼拜不准看一天。
In the past 1 week, there's one day they stop you from watching.
后来变成2天。
And later on 2 days.
为什么呢?
Why?
要修修补补啊。
Need repairs.
因为这个神开始烂了。
This God get corrupted now.
你明白吗?
Do you know?
我是神。
I'm God.
会烂的神。
Wow, God that can corrupt.
会死的神。
A God that can die.
要修理的神。
A God that needs repairs.
这不是，它是 contingent,
contingent assistance.
这是偶存的。
It's contingent assistance.
偶存性就不是神性。
So contingent assistance is not deity.
神就不是偶存的。
And God is not a contingent.
摩西问你是谁？
Moses said, "Who are you?" I am who I am.
我就是自由拥有的上帝。
I am who I am.
你将谁比上帝？
Who can you compare to God?
所以毛泽东死以前。
Before Mao Zedong died,
2次对 Edgar Snow.
Twice he told Edgar Snow.
Edgar Snow 是谁呀？
Who is Edgar Snow?
谁知道就举手。
Who knows?
你什么都不知道，只知道马哈蒂尔。 Edgar Snow 是谁呀？
Edgar Snow who is?
中国跟美国 断交几十年。
At a time when China and U.S. has severe diplomatic
没有外交关系的时候
，when they don't have diplomatic relationship，
只有一个美国人
，only one American，
随时随地可以到中国
，they can anytime go to China，
随时随地可以请进毛泽东的房间
，anytime you can go to Mao Zedong's room，
所以美国人叫他叫 the friend of Mao Zedong。
He's called the friend of Mao Zedong。
这个人叫 Edgar Snow。
Edgar Snow his name。
他的家住在哪里
？Where does he live？
在 Kansas City。
Kansas City。
我曾经经过他的房子。
I passed by his house。
人家对我说就是这个人。
And people say this person。
Edgar Snow。
Edgar Snow。
他同情共产党。
He sympathized with communists。
他从年轻看在这个万里长征中间毛泽东的奋斗。
So in the Great War, he can see that Mao Zedong was there struggling.
所以他做很多文章告诉美国人一定要支持共产党。
So he wrote many articles asking U.S. to support communists.
虽然他得不到很多美国人的心。
Even though he had not, doesn't end the confidence of many Americans.
至少是西方中间真正替毛泽东讲话的一个记者。
But it's a journalist that truly speaks on behalf of Mao Zedong.
他盼望中国在毛泽东之下可以强起来。
What? How you wish that China in Mao Zedong's time can be
strong? 随时随地可以进毛泽东的房间。有这样的。
Anytime he can go to his room.
这个叫做 Edgar Snow.
Edgar Snow.
毛泽东跟平常人不一样的。
So Mao Zedong is different from other people.
我们一天24小时，毛泽东一天是36小时。
For our day is 24 hours in the day, but he is 36 hours.
他可以做工一做做二十个钟头，一旦一下子睡十二个钟头。
So he can work for 24 hours and sleep for 12 hours.
所以当你醒的时候，他刚好睡；有时候他睡的是刚好你醒。
So when you're awake, maybe sleeping, you're sleeping, you're awake.
这个 Edgar Snow,
Edgar Snow
死了以后
，After he died,
今年
this year,
他太太到北京去
，His wife went to Beijing,
看见中国的情形
，and saw the circumstances in Beijing,
回去大骂。
And then he scolded.
中国的人权太凄惨了。
That the human right is so trembling.
原来呢，毛泽东的朋友有一个不是毛泽东朋友的太太。
Because in Mao Zedong, he got a friend who has a
the friend of Mao Zedong. His wife is not the friend of Mao Zedong. 这样简单，你忘记怎么翻译？那么。毛泽东没有死以前
，So before Mao Zedong dies，
他对 Edgar Snow 两次说什么
？To Edgar Snow twice he said，
不久以后我要去见上帝。
I will see God soon。
上帝见上帝，哪里好意思
？How can God see God？
不久以后我就要去见上帝。
Soon I will go and see God。
Edgar Snow 看他
，Edgar Snow said，
共产党无神论的头子突然讲要见上帝。
That the head of the atheist communist nation say he want to see God?
什么意思
？What do you mean?
没有办法。
No way.
因为这是一个基本真理。
Because that's a basic truth.
在你明白一切真理以前，最基本的真理，你知道神是存在。
Before you understand any truth, the basic truth is that God exists.
如果神不存在，你怎么会拜关公
？If God does not exist, how can you worship 关公？
因为你找不到神，就把关公当作神，对不对
？Because you cannot find God, and that's why you use 关公as God.
如果神不存在，你怎么会拜公公
？If God does not exist, how can you worship your ancestors?
拜雷公。
And under God,
拜不公，
不公，
因为你把这些代替你观念中间那个神，因为找不到他，把这个当来代替神的。
Because you cannot find him, you do all this substitute the place of God.
这个世界上有一个人叫做李建安。
And there's a person called 李建安 in the world.
有一个叫做李建安的。
A person called 李建安。
我知道有这个李建安。
I know there's a person called 李建安。
我认识他二十八年了。
I know him for 28 years.
有一天呢
，One day，
我在路上看见他。
本来我也要收你。
建南在前面。
哎，建南在。
建南。
建南。
他不回头的。
He never turned his head。
建南。
I call again。
他再不回头。
He didn't turn his head。
李建安。
I call again。
他不回头。
He didn't turn his head。
结果很多人看我。
So people look at me。
这个人在路上大喊大叫做什么
？Well, I feel so embarrassed。
哼，我想糟糕了，大家看我。
So everyone's staring at me.
我叫他怎么别人看
？So I call him as people turn their eyes on me.
为了证明我认识他
，to prove that I know him.
但是他不听我
，but he doesn't respond to my calling.
我就想
，so I thought
可能
maybe
最近他耳聋。
哎 ，you get deaf，
对不对呢？所以我叫了三次
，so three times I call，
但是可能没有耳聋
，maybe not deaf，
可能我自己老了忘记了
，maybe I forgot，
我叫错了
，I called wrongly。
李安健
，I called 李安健。
你懂吗
you know?
我知道有这个人
I know this is a person
后来我就叫别的名字出来
So I call other names
他也不回头
He never respond
安李健
安李健
他 他也不会动。
He never respond again.
按见你，
按见你，
他也不会动。
He didn't respond.
见安离，
见安离，
怎么离怎么安怎么见他都不会。
No matter how I choose the word, he never respond.
大家看我很羞耻。
So everyone look at me and I'm so embarrassed.
我要表示我没有错，你们不要羞辱我。
To prove that I'm not wrong, don't insult me.
我不是神经病的。
I'm not mentally wrong.
我就跑到他那里去。
I went,
咬他
，I shake him.
李建安，
李建安，
你这样对不起我，害我很害羞。
You cause embarrassment.
他回过头来
，So he turned ahead.
糟糕，不是，
不是李建安，
后面看很像。
Look at the back.
前面鼻子大得不得了。
真的变了。
糟糕，不是他了。
It's not.
我刚才咬他很厉害的时候
，I shake him very heavily.
咬到太厉害，眼镜都掉下来了。所以当他回过头来的时候
So when he turned his head,
他心跳得很
He was pumping it with heart
我只咬了一个七十多岁的
A man is 70 years old
你做什么咬我
Why did you shake
me 做什么这么大力咬我我现在道歉都来不及了
So I got to apologize many times
对不起
I'm sorry
什么对不起
What do you mean I'm sorry
我是心脏病的
I have a heart problem.
给你这一摇可能晚少十岁了。
Maybe I'm a live less 10 years.
那你跟你罗一同到警察局去。
Better go to the police station with me.
我以为他得罪我，才知道我得罪他嘛。
I thought they run wrong against me, but I wrong against him.
我不知道你有没有这样经验哦。
I wouldn't know if you have such experience or not.
至少你今天明白我要讲什么。
But today you understand.
你知道我要讲什么
？You know what I'm going to say?
我可以叫错人。
I can call a wrong person.
但是李建南是存在的。
But 李建南 exists.
如果他不存在，我不可能把别人叫成李建南。
If it doesn't exist, I cannot call other person 李建南。
你明白了吗
？You understand now?
如果没有神
，If there's no God,
你不会做无神论。
Then you cannot become an atheist.
如果没有神
，If there's no God,
你不可能说有神论。
You cannot also someone who acknowledges God exists.
No, you. They can never be atheist.
You can never be atheist.
No, you cannot also be theist.
You cannot also be thief.
如果没有神
，if there's no God，
你不可能做无神论。
You cannot be atheist.
如果没有神
，if there's no God，
你不可能做神论。
You cannot be a thief.
如果没有神
，if there's no God，
你不可能把别人叫做神。
You cannot call others as God.
如果没有神
，if there's no God，
也不可能有雄心把自己当作是神。
You cannot be so ambitious to call yourself God.
这些的终极的基础就是神的存在，你才有这种宗教性的动机能反应。
Because the ultimate foundation is that God exists, and that's why you have religious response.
这就是这一节的圣经意思。
And that's the meaning of this verse.
上帝的事情。
And things about God,
人所能知道。
What man can know?
上帝的事情。
Think about God
是总论
，the conclusion of it
人所能知道的
，what man can know
是部分
，is a part of it。
所以意思就是说，上帝的事情有人能知的，也有人不能知。
Meaning the things about God, things that man can know and things man cannot know too。
唐崇荣的事情
，things about 唐崇荣，
我曾经了解的
，I understood a bit。
就有一些你不大了解的
，but some you do not understand。
是上帝的事情
，things about God
人所能知的。
The past that man can know,
语言写明在里面。
It has been revealed in man.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
这是 natural 或者 general revelation 的第一部分。
And that's the first part, general revelation.
好，请你注意听下面的这些话。
Pay attention.
很注意听啊。
And pay attention carefully.
能写明的，已经是能知道的，已经写明，表示有一些是人不能知道的。
What that you can know has been revealed within there are parts that you cannot know.
我现在用个比喻哈。
I want to make an illustration.
当月亮绕地球的时候
，When the moon moves around this earth,
它怎么绕呢
？How does it move?
它是这样绕。
It moves this way.
它这样绕。
It moves this way.
所以它有公转，没有什么，没有自转，你明白吗
？It doesn't turn itself. It turns around.
所以你从小
，the earth
看月亮。
So since you're young, you look at the moon.
看到你老
and until you're old,
你只看到月亮这一面，从来没有看到月亮的那一面。
You only see one side of the moon, but not the other side.
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
没有办法的。
No way.
因为他呢，很害羞。
Because the moon shines.
他不给你看他屁股。
It doesn't look bad.
他就这样看，一直给你看他的面。所以你怎么转，你就看他的面。
So he moved, you only see the face.
你从来没有看见他的背。
You never see the back.
这到什么时候
？Until when?
这到美国的太空船飞过月亮那一边的时候，所照的照片回来，我们才知道有那一面。
It was at that time when the rocket of this U.S. went to the back, then we see the picture.
你明白我的意思了
？You understand now?
所以这个神的事情呢
things about God.
有一面是我们看得见。
There's a part that we know.
有一面我们没有办法知道。
But the part that we do not know.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为这个是根据他到底要启示多少。
It was based on what that he is willing to reveal to us.
有的女孩子。
Some ladies,
她每天穿衣服给你看。
Every time she put on a good attire,
前面你看，后面你看，
发型、back, everything,
鞋子都看，什么都看。
Even the shoes,
她从来就是不告诉你她几岁。
But never tell you how old she is.
你明白吗？所以她有可知的部分。
The part that we can know about her.
有不可知的部分。
Thing that you cannot know.
那么那个不可知不要紧，可猜。
We can make a guess, you see.
我猜大概83。
Maybe.
但是看起来38。
But it looks really.
因为虽然装得很好看，比皮亚好像鸡一样啊。
But even though it's so beautiful,
这个有点像 Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
所以他怎么装是他的事情。
So no matter how she put
it. 那我可以猜。
I can make a guess.
我告诉你，神就这样。
Says God.
让你揣摩他。
That you want to make a guess.
所以神把他的事情部分启示，部分不启示。
So part of thing got revealed to us, but part that he never revealed.
所以
，So
马丁路德
，Martin Luther，
他提出一个神性中间很特别的话。
He made a very important statement in the concept of God.
他说 ，The hiddenness of God.
神的隐藏性。
在他以前有个教父叫 Nikolai Kusa.
Before him, there's a Nicholas Kusa.
他说 ，The hidden God.
这隐藏的神，
隐藏的神。
Hidden God.
马丁路德不是隐藏的神。
Martin Luther said, did not say the hidden God.
他说 hiddenness of God.
Hiddenness of God, 神的隐藏性。
神的隐藏性。神的隐藏面。
The hiddenness of God.
神的启示面。
And the reveal of God.
这里告诉我们什么呢？上帝的事情。
Things about God.
人所能知道的。
What man can know.
言显明在人的心里。
Has been revealed to us.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
上帝启示。
God reveal
启示什么
？Reveal what
他的存在
，His existence
在哪里
？Where
在你心里
？In your heart
在哪里
？Where
在我心里
？In my heart。
那么你说我就这样认识他吗
？So is that the way I know God？
没有
，No。
你只认识他的一部分
，You only know part of it，
就是存在的神
，The existing God。
我今天只讲到这个地方
，I'll stop here tonight。
而普遍启示的另外很大的一片，我下一次才讲。
And I will preach on general revelation next time.
但是呢
，But then，
等我八月二十几号啊，一号再来的时候
，In August 21st when I come again，
我要你预备心啊
，You prepare your heart.
你把这些东西再思想过滤以后
，All the things after you've thought through，
你从来没有想听罗马书会听到这么多东西，对不对
？You never think that in the Roman you can hear such good things.
这些东西要建立你一生一世的信仰
，You will establish your faith for a whole life，
使你变得很有智慧的人
，So you become wise man.
我们低头祷告。
About hateful friends.